Magist Radio.
That's bad when you forget what you were going to say two words in, but what's worse than that is you forget what you're going to say after you've been talking for a while. A whole bunch of people are sitting around talking about some subject matter, heated discussion, they all have opinions and you don't really, and then suddenly you think, hey, maybe I do. So you jump in there and then you start thinking, that's a pretty good opinion. When they hear this opinion, they're going to think she's smarter than I thought. I had no idea how smart she was. So you start congratulating yourself, and because of celebrating too soon, you've completely forgotten the point that you were trying to make.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. It's all about business and marketing excellence.
We got a breaking story!
And ask yourself, people.
That Thinks Hotline has finally put him in the hot seat.
Be afraid also, tremendously afraid.
I can do rhythm, Blake.
Good evening, citizens of Earth.
He's due for a good performance.
One mouse click at a time.
Hey, it's time to draw something. Everybody want to draw something?
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Stand by for action.
We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
Get this thing going for your Monday morning. Welcome at 6:02. Strategist Radio Live, beaming out to over 120 countries. It's June 8th, 2015. You know, Norman Cousins once said, your heaviest artillery will be your will to live. You want to keep that big gun going. William James once said, begin to be now what you will be hereafter. J.D. Salinger said, how do you know if you're ever going to do something until you do it? And Lauren Bacall said, well, I'm not a has-been, I'm a will-be. And John Burroughs once said, leap and the net will appear. Lot to talk about this Monday. Have a little fun today. We're going to talk about 10 leadership lessons you can learn at a pub. I did. Also, 15 traits of emotionally wealthy people. Are you one of them? Well, let's check and do a measurement of your emotions compared to those who are wealthy. And what is wealthy anyway? Ari Mir will check in, talk about the capital requirements to start a business. And Anna Barber will also chime in, talk about the 10 ingredients to kick your business into high gear. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live for your Monday. Well, hope you had a wonderful weekend. It was a scorcher here on the West Coast. In fact, it was like the surface of the sun out here. And I just did a little bit of a Harley ride over the weekend, had fun with the family. Everything was safe. We ate like hogs. Lots of love, lots of television, because we were watching that Once Upon a Time. I don't know if you're familiar with Once Upon a Time on ABC. Well, Izzy's been watching this, my 16-year-old, who's getting ready to become a junior in high school. She's been watching this thing for I don't know how long. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm thinking, what is she watching? And I kind of pass the television. And the next thing you know, like 6 hours into it, it's 3:30 in the morning. And I'm watching. It's like every storybook character. And it's just amazingly written, at least in my opinion. I love it. Anyway, that was my weekend. I hope your weekend was fabulous, too. Thank you for your letters. Thank you for your social media pings, your emails. because you are the one that defines this program. We're in our like 13th year of the program. From ground zero till now, we broadcast each and every day, Monday through Friday, live to over 120 countries. I want to thank our friends over at Blog Talk Radio, over at Live 365 as well. We started a partnership with them a number of years ago, and they help us multicast this program around the globe. Thank you. We love you.
Yeah!
So if you have a business problem that you want solved, you're thinking about implementing a particular strategy and you want to get another set of eyes on it, you can always send me an email. Send it to support@tjmarino.com. We read everything around here. And then we may bring you on the program as a guest. We might talk about your business model. Or if you've got something you want to share on the program, you've got a little bit of an audio or a video snippet you want to share on with our global audience, let me know. Send an email to support@tjmarino.com. Tell your friends about the program. And if we're not connected yet on social media, we can do that. It's absolutely free. We've made redirects for you. For example, on LinkedIn, it's simply tjmarino.com/LinkedIn. On Twitter, tjmarino.com/Twitter. And on Google, it's tjmarino.com/g and the plus sign. And that's where I post a lot of the stuff from the program. Also, you can get archives to all of the podcasts of the program, because each day when we produce the program live from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, we instantly turn it into a podcast for you. So you can listen to the program, time-shifted, location-shifted media on your smartphone, your tablet, your phablet, on your PC, wherever you go. Tell a friend. We'd love to build our family. If you're not a member of the Inner Circle yet, it's free to become one. I get to know who you are. I get to share what you do. We start to develop relationships, and that's how we leverage one another. You can get all the details. Take you about 10 seconds to register on the hub at tjmarino.com. Help yourself.
Yeah! All right.
So before we have a little fun and talk about 10 leadership lessons learned at a pub, I want to share this with you this morning, because I thought this was kind of a cool piece sent to us by our friends over at Entrepreneur. If you do not have a subscription to Entrepreneur.com or Entrepreneur in your mailbox, snail mail type, pop over to Entrepreneur.com. You know, the question I have to ask is, what are you feeding your brain? What are you feeding your brain? I got to tell you, Inc. and Success Magazine and Entrepreneur, the list goes on and on. We've got Smart Money magazines out there. Keep feeding your mind each and every day. I would encourage you to get a membership, become a part of Entrepreneur.com. So I wanted to share this with you today. This came from Entrepreneur. Psychologist, author, speaker Sherry Campbell sends it along. We're really zeroing in on 15 traits of emotionally wealthy people. So what are some of these traits? And might you already exercise these traits, whether it be in business or maybe in your personal life? Okay, number one, confidence. Emotionally wealthy people are sure of their personal value and do not feel they need to audition for the acceptance and approval of others. In fact, my cigar concierge, I should call him, my cigar supplier here in Salem, Saudi, we were having a chit-chat in the humidor a few weeks ago, and Saudi says, I just take life calm. I don't try to defend my position because I feel like my position is right, and when you feel like your position is right and you have that confidence, why do you feel like you need to defend it? Well, a lot of us tend to go out, and because we can't get everybody to agree with everything we think or say, we feel like we have to try to sell them. Just be confident in what you believe. Don't be a putz and don't be arrogant, but be confident. Number two, resilience. The emotionally wealthy have a deep inner strength. They are aware that as they become more successful, they will encounter a host of mean, jealous, and cruel people. You probably have experienced that before. Now, the more motivated they are to change the world, the more they seek to succeed, now to make a difference in the lives of others and reach their full potential, the more of these low-level haters will surface. So here's some ideas for the resiliency factor. Being their own source of power, the emotionally wealthy are aware of these people and adept and persistent in controlling their reactions to them. So we can't stop people from being idiots or jealous babies. but it's how we respond to them. The emotionally wealthy do not let those with destructive intentions deter their will. I like that one. Keep looking forward. That's what emotionally wealthy people do. If someone else holds resentment against them and will not let go of the grudge, well, emotionally wealthy people, they move on from these people. You know, you're judged by the company you keep. So what does your company you keep say about you? And is it keeping you from getting to that next level or even looking forward? Emotionally wealthy people do not compromise themselves. They are clear that it takes a small mind to criticize a brilliant one. The emotionally wealthy stay clear of those who try to dim their shine. In fact, they remain unwaveringly, there's the word, true to their larger purpose. Emotionally wealthy people have faith. These exceptional individuals choose the strenuous life and do not fear the ambitious journey or the deep commitment it takes to be happy and successful. They take great pride in their struggles as well as their contributions. The emotionally wealthy choose faith over fear. I like to choose love over fear because there was a saying, I don't remember who said it. You might even look up the quote. What is it? Fear knocked at the door, love answered, and no one was there. Faith. Then there's a level of maturity for the emotionally wealthy. And the emotionally wealthy truly master this. The truly wealthy put responsibility before leisure and choose kindness over rightness. Next, discerning. Emotionally wealthy are this way for a reason. You see, they do not expose themselves to people who discourage or demoralize them. They deliberately keep the company of others who are also driven, inspiring, honest, committed, and going somewhere special in their life. So energy is contagious, and the emotionally wealthy are discerning of the company they keep. There's that company we keep again. They stay clear of negative people. Being real is another one. You don't have to be a poser. You are what you are. You've earned what you've earned. Emotionally wealthy people aren't afraid to be real or to be vulnerable. Hey, listen, how many flubs do I do in a program each and every day? I get tongue-tied. I mispronounce a word. And that's just during the 30 minutes we're together, not to mention what I might do before lunch every day. So what? You make a goof, you apologize. You make a goof, you get better at it. You got to be real. Choose authenticity over insecurity. Emotionally wealthy people are ready. They're postured. They're in position. They've planned it out. They don't wait for life's happenstance of events to occur. They're ready. Self-preservation. This is a big one. The emotionally wealthy know the importance of taking the necessary time to refuel and to care for themselves. They understand the value of unplugging from the world of action and excitement. Self-preservation. Value time. Emotionally people do not waste their time doing anything they don't want to do. Emotionally wealthy individuals waste no time or effort on tasks meaningless to their purpose. Now, interestingly enough, emotionally resilient people also set limits because you can't do everything. You have to learn to say no sometimes, and you have to make sure that no means no. You be kind about it, but you have to set boundaries. Emotionally wealthy people are altruistic, have great empathy for others, and are inclined to give back by donating money and or time to people, causes, events, or even a local waiter or waitress. What do you do each and every day? How much do you give back? The emotionally wealthy do not live a mindset of lack. Their belief that there is enough for everyone makes them unafraid and unselfish when giving of themselves, financially or otherwise. They're true to themselves. These extraordinary individuals realize those who try so hard to fit in and are afraid to be themselves generally fail, have miserable lives, never happy, don't find peace. The emotionally wealthy are true to themselves and are the world's greatest mavericks, pioneers, trendsetters, and honorable leaders. And all these can be you, if they're not already you to some degree, if you purposefully focus on these 15 attributes, which is the last one is to create happiness. Emotionally wealthy individuals have learned to hold their uncomfortable emotions rather than react to them, knowing that sitting with life's uncertainties makes those uncertainties fade on their own without the necessity of acting out reactivity or reactively. So you can do all these. If you've missed any one of these 15 or need to go back and listen to this program, once we're done with the live airing today, it'll be a podcast for you for all time. And you can get all the details and go back and listen to any of this portion of the program on the hub at tjmarino.com. Again, we want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur for providing 15 traits of emotionally wealthy people. And particularly, I just want to give thanks to psychologist, author, and speaker, Sherry Campbell.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio at 6:16. We're live here on this Monday morning. Glad to see you. Glad to serve you. So what's it take to start a business? How much money do you need? Ari Mears, the CEO at Lunch Money, describes whether or not you truly need capital to start a business.
Do you need capital to start a business? In business school, one of the first things they teach you is that you do need capital to start a business. When I graduated business school and I started my first business, which was a physical print magazine, I didn't have an option. I didn't have access to capital, and I started that business with no capital. So my answer to the question is no, you don't always need capital. But I will tell you this, even though I was able to run a successful magazine for 3 or 4 years and we printed several editions, it was extremely painful along the way. And often we made sacrifices that we really shouldn't have had to make due to a lack of capital. What I should have done was raise capital along the way. One thing I want to make note of is not every business requires capital. But if your business does require capital, I recommend raising capital along the way. Whether it's in the beginning or 6 months into the business, your chances of succeeding are going to be much higher.
Strategist Radio.
Yep. 6:18 right now, Strategist Radio Live. Here's what's on tap for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Entrepreneur Strategy. We're going to talk about how to hire interns to grow your business. It's a lot easier than you think and very cost-effective. On Wednesday this week, we'll talk about marketing strategy, how to profitably retain customers. On Thursday, we'll do marketing strategy again, but this time, how to market to millennials. Yeah, that's the youngsters. Is it the same or is there a difference in how you market to the millennials? We'll talk about that on Thursday. And on Friday, we'll complete the week doing book marketing strategy and how to grow your online book business. All ahead this week on Strategist Radio Live. So what are the ingredients to start a business, do you know? There's a whole ton of them. Anna Barbara kind of does a high level for us this morning, and I dig it. She's a strategy coach at annabarbara.com. Shares her insights on 10 key ingredients necessary to starting a business or even perhaps a new product.
People often ask me, what are the key ingredients to start a business? So I'm going to give you the recipe of what you need before you even go out to, say, raise money for your business. The first thing you need is a good idea. A good idea doesn't necessarily have to be original. You don't have to be innovating if you're starting a business. It could be a pizza parlor in a new part of town that's just doing things a little bit differently, or maybe that focuses on customer service. So a good idea doesn't necessarily involve innovation. The second thing you need is a mission. This is related to your idea, but it's not the same thing. Your mission is about what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to change in the world? What are you bringing to the world that's different? It's related to your idea, but your idea is how you're going to do it, and your mission is why you're doing it. The third thing you need is self-knowledge. If you're going to be in the trenches trying to build a business, you've got to know, what's your personality type? What are the things that you enjoy doing, and what are the things you really, really don't like to do? If you haven't taken any online personality tests, I would recommend doing that. It may sound a little corny, but it's going to give you a lot of self-awareness that you need as you go into running your business. The other thing you can do is ask friends and family to give you a little bit of a lens on yourself so you can get to know yourself better. That's going to help you with the next thing you need to do, which is find some co-founders or some partners that are going to support you as you start your business. Ideally, these people that you're going to bring in to work with are going to have complementary skills to what you have. They're going to like to do the things that you don't like to do. They're going to bring something to the table that you don't have. The next thing that you need is a one-liner. You've got to be able to explain what you're doing in one line. You're going to use this one-liner over and over again. You're going to use it to explain to investors, to vendors, and to your customers what it is that you're trying to do with your business. But more importantly, having a one-liner is a great exercise for proving to yourself that you know exactly what you're doing. If you can condense your idea into one really neat little line that you feel great about and you feel excited about, that shows that you're headed off in the right direction. The next thing you need is a 5-year plan. Now, this may sound like a long time. I mean, who the heck knows what's going to happen in 5 years? But it's an important exercise because you have to show, again, to yourself and to possible investors and partners, that you have the vision to show how to take this from being something small that's just an idea to being a big, profitable business. You may not actually end up following that plan, but you have to go through the exercise of creating it. The next thing you need is a 6-month plan. This is the plan that you're actually going to follow. And your 6-month plan should be targeted at a very specific point that you want to reach. Maybe it's, I want to get my doors open on the store. Maybe it's a certain number of customers. It's some key metric or milestone that you're trying to reach and that is pretty achievable, that you can see down the road how you would reach that milestone in 6 months. The next thing that you're going to need is focus. A business does not grow through benign neglect. The business is not going to happen when you're getting distracted by 7 or 8 different other things, kind of waiting to see which one takes off. You've got to be there day in, day out in the weeds to kind of push that rock up the hill and get that business launched. The next thing you need is a strong network. Your network could be family, your friends, those co-founders. It could be vendors, it could be customers, it's just the network of people in your universe that are going to help you. It takes a village to make a company. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself. The last ingredient is one customer. As you're building your business, developing your product, you need to have one customer in mind that's the customer you're building it for. It could actually be you if you're creating a product or a service that you'd be a customer for. It could be another person, a real person, or it could be a composite customer. That's the imaginary customer you've invented that's the perfect customer for this. The reason that's important is you've got to keep in mind as you're creating your business, who is it for? Why would they want it? And keep that top of mind at all times. If you have all of those ingredients when you're going out, then you're in a really good place and you're setting your business up for success.
Strategist Radio.
Right now, Monday morning. Good morning, and I hope you got a great week planned. And remember, whatever you do this week, always look for those opportunities to go out and share the love. Look for those opportunities to be an encouragement to someone else. Look for those opportunities to be of service to others. All right? So let's talk about, have a little fun here. You know, entrepreneurs, you know, we're entrepreneurs, what, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Translated, that means wherever we go, whatever we do, whatever we witness, whatever we experience, we're looking at it through a keen entrepreneurial lens. You know, as we observe life with laser-focused purpose, We can learn new insights relative to business based on our surroundings. You know, from the checkout stand at the local grocer to our local favorite hangout, entrepreneurs are continually sharpening their business and marketing prowess. So this is kind of fun. Here's 10 leadership things you can pick up at a bar. Number one, you got to be patient. You got to be persistent. Works in business, doesn't? Got to do the same thing in the bar. We've all experienced that frustrating moment when the bartender seems to be ignoring us in favor of other customers. Veteran bar patrons handle this impression of rejection by maintaining a visible presence and making multiple or polite attempts to gain the bartender's attention. So be patient yet persistent. You got to make sure you tip early. Taking good care of your service providers, those that are there alongside you, maybe it's your stakeholders within your organization, do it early. It's the fastest way to improve your quality of service as the night progresses or as your business progresses. You got to fake it till you make it. We've all heard about this, right? At a trendy urban nightclub, it's often easy to feel that the shortest, ugliest, poorest, worst dressed, or least cool person in the room, right? That may be you. Well, the dirty little secret is that every other party goer feels the same way at some point or another. So in the meantime, you fake it until you make it. You got to go out there with the smile. You got to put your best foot forward. You got to make sure you're prepared. You got to be confident. You got to know your one-liner. You got to know what you're doing to achieve goals, solve problems, and satisfy needs for your target audience. You got to know who your target audience is. And you got to maintain one eye on your competition in your industry. All right. Next, don't always go for the most attractive girl or guy. One of the favorite scenes is from a movie called The Beautiful Mind. You may remember that, with a bar scene with Russell Crowe's actor. His character explained his game theory epiphany in the context of which woman his friend should flirt with. Now, he cautioned them against going for the first attractive woman at the risk of alienating the other women with whom they all had perhaps a better chance. So again, just because something looks great on the outside doesn't mean it's always going to be the best in the inside, or certainly going to be the best as time sustains. You got to pace yourself, right? That's the next one. Nobody likes a rookie who drinks too much, pukes, and passes out before midnight. This is what happens in business. We go, 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 go like maniacs, and then we poop out. Next, you got to double your expense forecast. You think you're going to go out and party? You got to bring in a little extra cash. He's going to start your business? Make sure you got a little extra tucked away. You got to follow up on new relationships. You meet somebody on the first night, takes time to build those loving relationships. It's all about the follow-up. You want to fail fast. If the girl's not going to like you or the guy's not going to like you, wouldn't you rather just have them say, no, I'm not going to like you, and then you can move on? So instead of going over and over and over again trying to win the love and attention, maybe it's just a lost cause, and maybe it's just time to move on. That's a great idea in business. Fail fast. Take leadership when nobody else will. There's nothing worse than asking your friends, what restaurant do you want to go to? Sometimes you've got to take the lead, and you've got to come up with the ideas, and you need to say, listen, I think this is the greatest place. And then you do the same thing in business that you would do at the bar or choosing a restaurant. Finally, designate a voice of reason in your group. Always make sure that you surround yourself with friends or other people and designate that person of reason, because when you start to get a little tipsy, you got to make sure that you get yourself home. When your business starts to get a little tipsy, you got to make sure you know how to refine, reshape, and correct the boo-boos. All right, because there's going to be plenty of them. Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship. I love you. God bless you. Make it a great Monday. Tomorrow on the program, our Tuesday looks just like this. Entrepreneur strategy, how to hire interns to grow your business. It's amazing. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Please go out and love somebody. Thanks for being my friend. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on The Strategist Radio Live.